Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Tatro Radio. This is Joseph from Team Tatro, and today we have another clip from a call-in show. Today is kind of a more interesting question, I thought, because this kind of topic doesn't come up that often in the call-in shows, but this caller asked about the aesthetic of Tatro's studio and how creating a space like that might help inspire or motivate him to make more music. But before we get into it, so finally, I know we've been saying for a while the new sample pack would be coming out in June. Got a little delayed, but finally, within the next week or 2 weeks, the new sample pack Haze will be releasing. So if you're listening to this right when it comes out, this podcast, then the sample pack's not out yet. But if you're listening to it later, once it comes out, I'll put the link down below in the description to how you can get the Haze sample pack. And remember that all these sample packs are free to VIP members or above to Tatro's YouTube channel. So go over to his YouTube channel, check out the perks of becoming a member. You can get that sample pack for free. And then if you continue to be a member, when new sample packs come out, you can continue to get those for free as well. But let's just get into the question.
So basically what everyone asks is, I've been like kind of getting into this for the past year. Basically, I'm the quarantine student.
Yeah.
So
a lot of people are in the same boat too.
Yeah, which is kind of good. It's good to like learn with people.
Totally.
At the same time, you know, everybody's kind of doing it. But basically, I've pretty much, you know, got everything I need to, you know, start making music. I have everything, you know. I think more for me is what I'm trying to... And like when I see your studio, I see like you have a lot of things that I guess I know, like I see the alien stuff, I see the skull, I see the Pokemon, that stuff that yeah. you know. And so I guess like my question is, you know, I know like deciding your studio is very what you like, it's what inspires you. And I guess like any tips or like anything that you like recommend, like to be able to build, you know, that kind of vibe and kind of, you know, things that would help, that helps your vibe in making music. And
totally, the thing about vibe, the whole purpose of like the vibe and the aesthetic of a studio, because it's really easy to, I mean, some people might write it off and say, oh, your aesthetic doesn't matter, your gear matters, like whatever, who cares how your studio looks, and there's some validity to that. But in being a home studio music producer, the only thing you have that's pushing you to make music, I talked about at the beginning, is yourself and your self-discipline and your motivation and what pushes you to actually like sit down and make a track. So I want to make myself, I want to like open up the opportunity to motivation at any given avenue. So one of those opportunities for motivation is, man, my little home studio setup looks dope. I really want to sit there and like chill in it, right? So like that's the like utility behind having a spot that's cool looking, because you actually want to be there and you want to share what it looks like and you want to be working in it and you feel good working in it because it's aesthetically pleasing, I guess. But tips around like designing the aesthetic. When I design this room that I'm in, and I'm going to cut to the wide shot on the stream, I when I moved into this place, I knew I was going to have this very small room that was just for content. And I used actually like Pinterest as like a reference board around the aesthetic. And this is going into the nitty gritty. Maybe this is beyond what some people are actually willing to invest in. But, you know, I go on Pinterest. I find a bunch of different studios. You know, yesterday was Alien Day and I posted a picture of the mother like ship, because that was a real inspiration point. And then if anybody's seen like Star Wars Rise of Skywalker, like Kylo Ren's chambers are like all white. And I was really inspired by that, because I was like, oh, I wear black a lot, or a lot of my gear is black, so it will stand out against the white. And I think that was perfect. So like I collected a bunch of inspiration, and then what I did was I just looked for budget stuff on Amazon that would help me kind of build that aesthetic on a budget. And it comes down to like shelves and, you know, the different wall panels that I have, things like that. But also like, man, if I love something like Pokemon and I can get little figures and stuff just to surround myself, it just like makes me excited to sit down and be surrounded by things.
I have like a lot of, you know, Star Wars and like, you know, very like, I'm very like, I wouldn't say like I'm like an 80s vibe person, but like I like a lot of like, you know, that retro,
for sure,
old school, you know, And I think that's what I'm trying to go for, maybe.
Yeah, and lighting plays a big role too. So like you guys know, I have this crazy lighting setup in here because it's like a content studio too, right? Like I need lighting specifically to be on camera. But if those of you don't really care about that much, just want cool lighting, like I have these cool lights that I control with my phone that can be any different color. Like I've got that backsplash light that can be any different color, the neon light. So like lighting, don't sleep on lighting, because lighting can transform a space in a big way. You know, of course, you can add stuff to a space. My philosophy is I don't want things to be too cluttered, even though, like, you see what I have here, but everything kind of has its place. I don't want things to be too cluttered, but lighting is a way to totally transform a space without adding more stuff, you know? So I think lighting plays a big, big role, whether you get some of those, like, Philips Hue bulbs or something. But if you sit in this room that's all purple, that's all red, it's all your favorite color, you know, you feel like you're on a spaceship. You feel like you're in a... You're transported from the world. And, you know, we all have our daily lives where we're feeling some type of stress, or we have work or whatever. And whatever can help us, like, escape. Like, it's a bit surreal, right, to transform a room with lighting. And you want to feel transported. And that's kind of my philosophy around, like, building these home studio spaces that kind of make you forget about all your stresses and transport you to, like, another place, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's important because for me, you know, with quarantine and everything I have, you know, to do. I also use my home studio, like, workspace as also my school desk, which kind of is like I just want to be able, you know, flip a switch and, you know, it goes from school mode or work mode to, you know, music. And, you know, like you said, like, just forget about all the busy stuff, you know, just
absolutely, you
know, flip your mind. And that's something I've been trying to get advice and look at to see what can make me, you know, inspired with just, you know, a flip of a switch.
Yeah. And do what makes you feel good. I mean, it's more and more important now with quarantine and being home, and people's home studios are probably getting cooler and cooler because we spent so much time at home, but it is important. And isn't that a lot more convenient than having to go to some studio somewhere? Like it's just way more convenient. And like, okay, if you're struggling with motivation to even like make music or whatever, like it's one thing to just walk over to your desk, but it's a whole nother thing if you got to go drive somewhere, if you got to go like do a 10-minute walk to a studio or something. So I think home studio music producers are blessed in that way.
Yeah. And you're not paying, you know, X amount of money per hour to record, which is like, I think the best thing that everybody's, you know, getting benefited from.
Totally. Jacob, that was a great call. Like, keep us posted. I would love to see pictures of how the home studio develops.
All right. Thank you so much for taking my call. It's good finally talking to you somewhat virtual.
You know. Yeah, I know. It was good talking to you as well. Hope we do it again in the future.
All right. Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
So that is it for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed that, found it helpful. Maybe if you're on the fence of whether or not you should kind of invest in making your studio more aesthetically pleasing, or if you're thinking of maybe making videos or something like that, I thought that this could push people in the right direction to maybe get started with something like that. But before I go, remember the new sample pack Haze releases soon. If you become a member to Tatra's YouTube channel at the VIP tier or above, you can get that sample pack for free. There are also other perks of becoming a member, so head over to his YouTube channel, click the join button, and you can read what all of those perks are. controlfreakclub.com, check out the hoodies, the t-shirts, the stickers, even mugs. And the latest Tatro track, Daydream, as well as the latest FaceX track, Ghost Me, are both on Spotify. So check those out, and also go on YouTube, watch the music video for Ghost Me by FaceX. But that's going to be it for today. This was Joseph from Team Tatro. I will talk to you guys in the live streams.